It's one of the world's biggest and oldest libraries, and it's right here in Rome. The Vatican Library, founded in the 4th century, today contains more than 1.1 million printed books and 75,000 manuscripts, and those are separate from the vast Vatican archives containing hundreds of thousands of other items, coins and medals. It was Pope Nicholas V in the 15th century who formally refurbished the library. By the year 1481, it held over 3,500 items. Not much by today's standards, but back then it represented the largest collection in the Western world. Today it is housed in a prominent palazzo by the architect Domenico Fontana, who was commissioned for the job by Pope Sixtus V in the late 1580s. Among the many manuscripts, many in Greek, Latin, and Hebrew, but lots of other languages too, are musical scores by some of the world's finest composers. A Yale University music professor is now on a treasure hunt for some of those musical masterpieces, many of which haven't been taken out and dusted, so to speak, for centuries. Toshiyuki Shimada is the former conductor of the Portland Symphony Orchestra and music director of Trinity Music Partners. The Portland-based company has signed a licensing agreement with the Vatican Library to rediscover some of these works and make them available to music lovers the world over. I caught him between trips to the Vatican Library at his home in the U.S. state of Connecticut.
Think the history of a civilization, almost like an entire history of civilizations really kept in this library. You could really reference not only Catholic documents, but of course Hebraic and something from Africa and from Asia. And all those great documents are kept in the Vatican Library. I think that magnitude, huge collection from all over the world, that makes big difference.
What sort of musical manuscripts and by which composers can be found in the library?
This is what everybody asks me. I think it's safe to say that the most of the Vatican Library's music collection, especially in the manuscripts, are from the Middle Age and the Renaissance period. And predominantly, of course, sacred music. Music which was performed actually in the Sistine Chapel or in St. Peter's. And those music are really kept very well and preserved in the library itself.
Would most of these manuscripts and musical scores, would they have been commissioned by the popes?
Some of them, of course, were commissioned for some big occasion. Of course, the head of state from some other country comes in and commissions some kind of a special mass or something. The pope did really request some of the composers or maestro di cappella in, for instance, Sistine Chapel or in St. Peter's to write some pieces for that occasion. But mostly, I think the music manuscript in the Vatican libraries are from just the daily, the weekly, and the yearly uses for, church services. I mean, any of those music was used predominantly in the masses.
I understand that you discovered in your research there at least one work that may never have been performed before, or at least for anyone outside except a pope.
Yes, I think I was looking through some pieces of a collection, and all of a sudden I found a very curious piece of music and manuscript which is written, supposedly, by Alessandro Scarlatti. Usually, Scarlatti writes any church music, he would put some instrumental accompaniment, but this is just a cappella for four to five voices. And I was just wondering about why, but it does say Alessandro Scarlatti in the manuscript, and also I was going through the other catalogs or compositional list for Alessandro Scarlatti, and it does list this Miserere Mei, Psalm 150. However, when I did some research about printed music of this or any recording or performance of this, it just doesn't exist. So at least in our time, it has never been performed or published.
That's rather exciting. Do you expect to find other unperformed pieces like this?
Well, we hope to really find really many of those works. So we continue our researches in Vatican Library, and it's such a wonderful place to be. But its collections are so huge, really, you have to spend a lifetime to, you know, search some pieces like the one I found by Alessandro Scarlatti, and I was pretty lucky.
Well, it sounds like it. What are you going to do with the material that you find? How are you going to organize it? I understand that you're going to, through this company that you're working with, you're going to try to organize it into a CD collection. Is that right?
Yeah, we have many ideas, of course. But what I would like to do was, of course, permission of the Vatican Library, is that we like to make a CD of really significant music, or the music that has never been heard. Those music we think we should be in the CD, or we might do some DVD production, and also like to publish the music in more of a modern notation form, because most of these manuscripts and music are really in the old musical notation.
So would this music be available for public use then?
Yes, yes, yes. We'd like to really to offer to public, and so anybody could purchase it. And the agreement was, of course, our licensor, they're called 1451 and the Second Renaissance, which has, of course, the rights from the Vatican. Whatever we sell, percent of the proceeds will go back to Vatican Library. So, you know, it could help cataloging or all other works that they need.
Was it difficult to get permission from the Vatican to do this research and publish the music?
So it was a process that, of course, it takes time. You have to, you know, obviously Vatican has to be very careful, of course, about copyrights and all the, of course, other things that they have to worry about. But we do have another license. I think it took about 1 year to negotiate, I think, for this. But right now, we are requesting some approval from Vatican for a couple projects. One is Easter project and Christmas, of course. It takes time. You know, some things, if they don't like, then we change it, and we really try to meet the Vatican's approval.
What would make your dreams come true?
My dream come true is to find some unknown manuscripts by, let's say, Mozart or Handel or Bach in the Vatican Library.
All right. Well, hopefully when I talk to you next time, you might have found something.
Maybe. I don't know. It's a really time-consuming work. But it's wonderful to be there. And, you know, just not only these collections, but the building itself is so beautiful. And it's just the whole complete atmosphere is really so inspiring. I think there are some scholars doing researches year-round, and they're pretty lucky. I wish I could do that too.
Looking for lost treasures in the Vatican libraries. Toshiyuki Shimada, Yale music professor and music director and creative officer for Trinity Music Partners. Keep tuned to this space in coming months. I'm looking forward to talking to Professor Shimada when he makes his next foray into the Vatican libraries.